Okay, we're on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, yeah. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss the first case in the Mishnah. Achas Omeres Meis, V'achas Omeres Lo Meis. Right, they have two co-wives, and one claims the husband's dead, same husband, and the other one claims he's not dead. So the one who claims that he's dead can get married and get a tzitzuba. And the one who says he's not dead, what's it called, can't get married and can't get a tzitzuba. Okay. Mora says, time with the Amra Lomes. That's because the other co-wife said that he didn't die, that's why she can't get married. Ha ishtika, if she didn't say anything. She didn't contradict the first one. She didn't say anything. She could get married on the edus of the first one. Look, how could that be? And how could a tzara be made for the other one? Ha ain't tzara mi'idah l'chaverta, right? So Mora says no. Lo meisit tzarichale. Now, enochanami, if she didn't say anything, she surely can't get married because she only has the edus of her co-wife, and we're afraid that the co-wife will will be made not only for the other one but for herself too, because she wants to makalkal the other one so much that she'll makalkal herself too. She'll know she won't get married, whatever. She won't remarry. She'll just say she's married, hoping the other one will remarry and then get makulkal, so the husband will come back. Okay. So that for sure not. But where the other one says that he didn't die, there where choshish may be, what's it called, maybe she should be able to get married. Why? Soka died to Chamina, ha mayas. Really, the guy died. The hard the kamra lo mace. The reason she said he didn't die is because she wants to be makalko the other one. The kilkule le tzara hu di kimachavna, right? The tomus nafshi impleashed him. Nafshi impleashed him, kamra. Right? She says she's willing to say he didn't die to contradict the first one, just so she shouldn't get married. But really, we should really believe the first one, right? That he's dead, because we usually believe a woman if she says her husband's dead. And the second one who's saying he's not dead is just saying it to hurt the first one. So really, we shouldn't believe her altogether, and the middle of both of them should be mutter to get married. Kamash Malah, no. We believe this one for herself, and we don't believe the other one, even though she says that he didn't die. And surely, if she kept quiet, we don't believe this one for the sake of the other one. Okay. Kamash Malah, we don't say that. Rashi. Lo meisit tzarichale, the afagav the ishoska pshitalon de lo tinasi be'edus chaverta. Even though if she kept quiet, it's surely that we can't be mad to her with the edus of the other tzara, because we're afraid maybe she's lying and she just wants to makalkal this one and hoping the husband will not come back before she gets married and then ruin her. It's tzarichlashmin and heichad the mechashala nami lo tinasi. Right, and I think that if she contradicts the first one and says the husband's still alive, we shouldn't believe her, and we should dafka believe the first one. How the same? Kima da asiu ma'ara galia daita litzuri litzora ka asiu ula adna shalotinose. Right? What is she losing? Adarava. If anything, she gains by what the first one says. Why would she come and say, no, my husband's not dead? Right? Must be that she wants to hurt the first one. No, you're not going to get married. Right, you're going to remain in a guna because I know the husband's dead, and I'm going to say that he's still alive, and you'll never be able to get married. So her whole intention is mitzayah first, and that's what we should think. The tumbush nafshin pleased him, Kavda, even though she won't be able to get married, but it's worth it to her not to get married just to hurt the other one. Hilkafi ulhi tishri, and therefore even we think that then even she should be mutter, because really we believe the first one that the husband's really dead. And the second one, why would she have to speak up, right? Because she wants to hurt the first one. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, no. Okay. Achas Omeres Meis. Okay. What's it called? One says that he died. The other one says that he was killed. So the mayor says, what's it called, that since they contradict each other, so neither one is believed. And Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say no, since they both agree that he's dead, so you believe that he's dead, even though they contradict each other how he died. That's that part of the Mishnah. Okay, so Mara says the Liflo Grameir Beresha. Let the mayor argue on the Resha, Because the Rashi says, Achas Omeris Meis, the Achas Omeris Lo Meis, the one who said Meis can get married. But according to the mayor, neither one's believed. Right? We say that, what's it called? We say that since they contradict each other, one says Meis, one says Lo Meis, just like the case of one says he's dead, one said he was killed, we don't believe either one. And nobody can get married according to the mayor. Why in the first case can one of them get married? Why don't we say it's just as bad, it's even worse? Here they both agree he's dead. Here one's saying he's not dead at all. So the Chora, they're machishim zeh, so we shouldn't believe either of them. Just like the second case where one says he's dead, one said he was killed. We don't believe either of them. Neither of them can get married. So why doesn't the mayor argue in the first case? The ratio only goes according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, and Rabbi Meir argues on the second case, and Nikoshke on the first case. You're right. Rabbi Meir argues on both cases. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says not like that. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir. Right? Beho Afilu Rabbi Meir Moda. In the ratio, Rabbi Meir is also Moda that one of them can get married. Why? The whole Lo Meish Be'edus Ishalav HaKoshahi. Just saying he didn't die is not a, if she says he died and he was killed, that's an edus. Right? She's saying something positive. But to be mayor that he didn't die, that's not a, that's not called hachosha, because we believe the first one to say that he died, like two. And maybe the second one is not believed at all. Rashi, the machlokes shnuya, the machlokes achrona, afrishona shnuya, enochanami. The same machlokas that's in the sefer is the same machlokas in the ratio. Rav Meir argues on the second case and Nikoshke on the first case. Surely, if where one says he's dead and one says he was killed, you don't believe either one. Where one says he died, one says he didn't die, you surely don't believe both of them, according to Rav Meir. The lo tema stama divrei akol he ever Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon he. The ratio of the mission is not everybody; it's only Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. The amri tzara lo machasha. Who says that the tzara can't be machish the first one? Lo meish lav hachashahu the rabbanon hem nu l'kama. So the Gemara says that no, what's it called? It could be that the reisha even goes according to the mayor of Yochanan says, because if the other one said he was killed, so the Torah gave her name on this too. If she had been the only one to come and say my husband was killed, we believe her. If the other one was the only one who said my husband died, we'd believe her too. So they both have nemanis, therefore they're machich each other. But if a woman comes and says, my husband's not dead, the Rabbana didn't give her any special credibility. Only if she said he is dead. So when one says he's dead and one says he's not dead, the one who says he's dead was given special koach to be believed. And the other one wasn't given any special koach. She has a regular din of any eight echad, and therefore she's batel compared to the first one. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So in the case of the Reisha, where one said he's dead and one said he's not dead, the one who said he's dead has a koach of two, and the other one's batel. But in the case where one said he died, one said he was killed, both of them have nemonis, and maybe since they machish each other, you can't believe either one. Okay, that's what Rav Yochanan says. Mara says, that can't be. Tanan. Eid omer meis, the eid omer lo meis, isho meris meis, the isho meris lo meis, harezelu lo tinase. Right? Nisha says, that what's it called, that if one says he died, one aide says he died, one says he didn't die, or if one woman says he died and one woman says he didn't die, mashme even tsaris, even if there one woman is the one wife and one woman is the other wife, can't get married. Lachara, we just said now that lo meis is not a hakosha, so why can't you get married? Right? Bishlam alur belezer stamak reb meir. According to reb belezer, this goes like reb meir. Then Echanami, the mayor holds, wherever there's Hakosha, we don't believe either of them. Even the Hakosha, where one says he died and one says he didn't die. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, because Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that a mayor agrees in this case that, what's it called, that one of them will be believed, the one who says that he died. So who does this go according to? Kasha, in Echanami. This is what's it called, the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi, no. The Isho Merislo Mesa Filu Tsarasu Mashma. The question is, Mashma, that one woman says he's dead and one woman says he's not dead. Mashma, even if they're co-wives, and we don't let either of them get married. So we don't say the Svara that Lo Mes is not Akasha. Okay. Mishnah. Ha Isha Shaholcha Hiu Bal Medina Sayyam. Right? The woman and her, husband went to Medina Sayyam. Ubava Amra Meis Bali, she comes and says, my husband died. Tinase, the Tito Ksubasa, the Tsarasa Asura. So she can get married, she gets a Ksuba, and if she has a co-wife, she's also, because she's not believed, Lagabi the co-wife, only Lagabi herself. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, if she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, right, the Tsara, okay, Tocha Betruma, Divei Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon says she can still eat Truma. Because for her, we don't believe that the husband's dead. If the husband's dead, neither of them can eat Truma. But since we don't believe the first one, Klapi the second one, and Klapi the second one, we can still consider the husband alive and not allow her to get married, right? So we also consider the husband alive. She can continue eating Truma. That's what Rabbi Tarfon says. Rabbi Akiva Omer Einzu Derech Motziyosim Ide Aveira Achete Asurli Nasiv Asurim Melech Truma. No, we're not sure that he's alive. We're just choshish that maybe the first one's lying. So maybe he's alive. So because maybe he's alive, she can't get married. Okay, we believe the first one, the Gabi herself. That's a special takana de Rabbana. We don't believe the second one, the Gabi the. We don't believe the first one, the Gabi the second one. So we're afraid that maybe the husband's really still alive. So we don't let the second one get married. But we don't know for sure he's alive. So how could she eat Truma? Maybe he's dead. So al Safik, we asher her from eating Truma, and we asher her from getting married. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Omra Meis Bali, the Acher Kach Meis Chami, we had this case before. The woman comes and she says, I went away with my father-in-law and my husband, right? And my husband died, and then my father-in-law died. So now, what the Havamina was, that she's not being married to her mother-in-law, because according to her, it's not her mother-in-law. Since her husband died first, then she was Oy's mother-in-law, she was ex-mother-in-law. Now she's saying, my father-in-law, ex-father-in-law died, so maybe she's believed, because it's only her ex-mother-in-law. Okay? So the halacha is, Kinosev until she's believed Lagabi herself and she gets her ksuba, the chamosa asura, but her the mother-in-law's also. We don't say that since right now she's not the mother-in-law, she's believed because maybe she's lying, maybe really the husband's still alive. So even though we believe her Lagabi herself, we don't believe her Lagabi the mother-in-law, or that even what's it called? Even though the mother-in-law is no longer her mother-in-law, but she was her mother-in-law, so she's not believed the Gabi her altogether. Hoysa Bas Yisrael a Kohen, if the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, so since she can't get married, we assume that her husband's still alive, the father-in-law is still alive, and therefore she can still eat Truma. Tocha Betruma Divrei Reb Tarfon, same kind of case. Rabbi Akiva Omer Einzu Derech Motziyo Midei Aveira. No, we don't know for sure the husband's alive. We're just saying we're choshish that maybe he's alive, so she can't get married. But if we're choshish, maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead, and then she can't eat truma. So Achite Asur Li Nasi Asur Melech Truma. Same case. The Gemara is why you need two cases. Okay. Rashi. Hoysa Tzarasa Bas Yisrael Kohen. If the Tzara was a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, so as long as her husband's alive she can eat Truma, but if he's dead she can't eat Truma. Tocha b'truma b'cheska shabai l'kayim. Since we don't believe the first one, the Gabi her, we assume the husband's still alive, Gabi her, even though we let the first one get married, because for her the husband's dead. Okay. Ve'eina choshesh le'edus arasa. It's as if the other one gave no edus at all, so we assume the guy's still alive. Hoel ve'eina ne'menes la'siya, eina ne'menes la'posla. It's just like she's not ne'man to let her get married, that we don't believe her the husband's dead, we don't believe her that what's it called, that that the Gabi Truma either. The Chamosa Asura, she ain't Kala me, the Chamosa. Right? Kala can't be made to the mother-in-law. The Afalgav de Omra Beresha Meis Baili, and even though she claims that her husband died first, right, the Pokala Tzad Kala, so she's no longer the mother-in-law when she gave Avis. The Havya Nochris, she's not related anymore, it's only ex-mother-in-law. Afilu Hachi Lo Mehemna, so she's not believed. Kidomer Le'el, right? Ilav Ba Lo Mayis Velo Chamua Mayis, right? Because maybe we're afraid that really nobody died, and she wants to makalko her mother-in-law. So she's really still her mother-in-law, so therefore we don't believe her. On the Chesad, and maybe she's lying. But Lagabi herself, we believe her. No reason to assume she's lying, Lagabi herself. But Lagabi the mother-in-law, we're afraid she's lying. If the mother-in-law was married to a Kohen, then just like we don't believe her to say that the husband's dead, we don't believe her to passel her from the Truma. Then the husband's still alive for her. So therefore she can eat Truma. Okay. Utricha, you need both cases. Gemara. De'i et marhachamaisa b'hokom reptarfa mishum detzara degufa. Right? And I would think that what's it called that, when did Reb Tarfon say that just like we don't believe her that the husband's dead, klape vitzara, we don't even believe her to passel her for truma. It's not even a suffix. Why? Because there, the reason for lying is a strong reason. It's tzara degufa. I'm trying to get rid of this tzara, what's it called? She really bothers me personally. It's co-wives fight. So it's personal tzara of guf. But Chamosa, she doesn't bother me personally. She just tells on me to her son. Right? She tells all the bad things that she knows about me to my husband. So she only bothers me with her words. She doesn't bother me with her body. Having another wife in the house is a bother of body. Here it's only a bother of words. So therefore I might think that it's not so strong that we're choshish, that she's lying, and even Reb Tarfon would hold we're choshish for truma, that maybe he's really dead. And she should need truma. The Itmar Baha Kama Rabbi Akiva, Ava Bahache Mamodu Reb Tarfon Sricha. And if they only had the second case of Chamosa, I would say that's what Rabbi Akiva says that we're choshish. Because not such a big tsar, maybe she's not lying, and maybe she's also to truma. So therefore it's a suffix. But in the first case where it's really tsar of her goof, there for sure she's what's it called, maybe lying, and there even Rabbi Akiva, which there for sure what's it called, in the first case, which is the one that maybe he's molded to Reb Tarfon, that over there what's it called, we don't assume that she's lying so much, and Mamela what's it called, she can eat truma. No, the first case would be where there's more svara to say that she's not lying, that she is lying. First case where she is lying, then by the Chamosa, that she's not. So I might think that when did Rabbi Akiva argue and say it's a sophic only in the first case? But in the second case, Rabbi Akiva would agree too that we're not choshi so much that she's lying, and maybe she could eat, what's it called? She could eat truma. Okay, Rashi. Tzara de gufa. Tashmish monas lamibayla. Having a co-wife is a tsar for her bai. She, what's it called, prevents her from having her husband's intimacy as much as she wants. Havavi mishakra kadeva kagla shirosas. Therefore, we're more choshish that she's lying, klapi the tsara, and even hurting herself for it, and therefore we can't let her eat truma. Bafilu shehi niseis tambus nafshin plishtim. And even though she's gonna, what's it called, gonna suffer, but Tamus Nafshi, as long as you suffer, it's a Kokhe Kai suffer too. Modular Vikiva, Dolomachaskin, and Lord Bishakron is Kuvehai. And I might think that Reb Tarfon is also Choshish, that she's not such a big liar when it comes to her mother in law, because it's not so important to her. Because it's only Tsar of Mile that the mother in law is going to tell her on the son. It's not a real bad thing, like being affected directly. The Noi de la Sia Lomahemna, Avalachumra, Linin Truma, Teichush. Right, so even though we don't believe her to let the other one get married, but we're not so sure that she's lying, Klappy, the other one, that we should let her eat truma. So it remains a sophic. That's what I think. Kamash Malan, no, the two cases are equal. Rabbi Akiva holds in both cases it's a sophic, and she can't eat truma. And Rabbi Tarfon holds in both cases we consider it a vadai legabe the tzora and the chamos, and in both cases that she could eat truma. Okay. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Let's finish today. Okay, let's just finish. Omer b'Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon that she's allowed to eat truma. Omer Abaya, afanan nomi tanina. We also have support to this. Nitin li ben b'medinas hayom. Right? She says she went away and she had a husband. And she had a brother-in-law, and she didn't have any children. So she went away, b'cheskas, that if her husband died, she's chayiv in yibum. And then she testifies, I had a child, while we were in Chutz Laretz, the Meis Bini, and my child died first. So I'm still Nachayiv in Yibum. And then my husband died. So the way she says what happened is she's still Chayiv in Yibum. She was Chayiv when she left, and she's still Chayiv now. That's what she's telling us. The Acher Kach, what's it called? So then the halacha is Nemenis. She's believed. Because she's not taking away from the chazaka that it gives to begin with. In the begin with, we knew if her husband died, she'd be chayiv in yibum. Now she's telling us her husband died, and she's still chayiv in yibum because she says she had a child, but he died before the husband died. But if she says bali the acher kach bini, if she said my husband died first and then my son died, so now she's trying to take herself out of the chazaka of yibum. I'm not chayiv in yibum because my husband died when I had children, and then after that my son died. So nobody, she came back alone. But I'm not chayiv in yibum. Right? Because my husband died before my son died. Einan amenis. The choshin lidvoreho, however, she's not believed, but we're choshish for what she said. And choletzes velo misyabemis, right? So she gets, she needs chalitza, but no yibum. She needs chalitza, maybe she's lying. Right? We're choshish for what she said. Meaning, maybe taka's true. That her son died, her husband died before the son, and she's not chayiv in yibum. So she's not believed to pata herself completely, but she is believed enough not to have yibum. So Mar says l'dvarehu hu d'choshin, only if she says it. But l'divrei tzara in choshin, mashma says what's it called? Then l'dvareha choshishin, choshin l'dvareha, mashma her but not somebody else. But in the case of the Tzara, right, we wouldn't be choshish b'chlau for the Tzara. And therefore, what's it called? If the Tzara said that he's dead, we don't believe her at all. So therefore, the other one can even truma. Not only are we choshish that maybe he's still alive, we taka for the Tzara, say that he's for sure still alive, and therefore she can eat truma. Shema minoa, that from this, that in our case, the halacha is like Reb Tarfon. Rashi. Nitan li ben, Isha Shaholcha in Baal Midisayam. Right? She went to Midisayam with a husband with no children. And therefore, if her husband would die, she'd have to have Yibum. Ubosvi Omra, Nitinli Ben Benidisayam, Umesh Beni, Viakra Mesh Baal. She comes and tells us, you should know, when I was in Midisayam, I had a child, but the child died before my husband died. So I'm Chayv in Yibum. The Lomatka Nafshu Micheskis Kamaisa, Shadayin Hitzricha Liyabim. She's not contradicting what we thought to begin with. She's not taking her out of the chazaka. She left with the chazaka to have yibum, and now she's also saying she has need yibum. So we believe her. She's believed that her husband's dead. She's believed that her son died before her husband, and we let her have yibum. Ainan emenes, but she said the opposite. She's not believed. She's not believed to get married to anybody else without chalitza, because maybe she still needs yibum. But dechi hem nur rabbanan leisha bai lohem nur the daiko mitzvah avla fuke nafsha miyavam lohem nur dezim desanyale. Right? She's believed legabe to get married that the husband died, but not to take herself out of yibum. She's not believed, right, to say her husband died in such a way that she wouldn't be chayv in yibum, because maybe the reason she's saying that is because she hates the yavam. And therefore, she's making up this story. So therefore, we don't believe her legabe the yibum. The chayshina l'dvoreha, the afganav shemechazaka. However, we are choshish for what she said, and therefore, she can't get married without chalitza, but she can't have yibum. The im boy yovam liyav malo shatkinin lo v'chaletzes. L'dvoreha miyuta mashma. Then the Mishnah says, l'dvoreha, we're choshish. Mashma, there's somebody else that we're not even choshish at all in Vorecho, that's a tzara, and that's a gift from the halachas like Reb Tarfon, that klapi the tzara, not only do we say the husband's alive and she can't get married, l'chumra, but even l'kula, we say the husband's alive and she can still eat trumah.